Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us we understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. Good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Moments of Conversation. I am Mary Nafua. I am so excited by your presence here with me on today. It is an awesome, awesome day. So today, I am highlighting one of my favorite artists, and her name is Letticy. She had a song. No, it wasn't very popular. I'm not even sure if it even played in most of the major radio stations, but I want to tell you that her song speaks volume to what we are talking about here on Moments of Conversation, being able to enjoy who we are, what we are, and experience life to the highest level of magnitude and expression of the divine. That's what it's about. It's not about being constricted. It's not about being put in a position that causes us to doubt who we are and why we are going where we're going. It's knowing that we have a place that is awaiting us and that we have people that are awaiting us, and there are words that have to be spoken that allow us to share that. So here on Moments of Conversation today, we celebrate in this whole month of March the energy, the feminine energy, the energy of the woman this month, not just in a historical context, but right now in the present so that we can secure our legacy. You'll hear me talking about that a lot because I want to, when that came to me, I realized many of us are not understanding that when we live our life, we're not just living our life for the moment. We're living our life because we are setting ourselves up to have longevity and then ultimately to be able to leave a legacy. All of us are standing on a legacy of those that have come before us. whether it's our direct bloodline kin or whether it's our societal kin or ethnicity kin, it is based upon that legacy. And that is why we strive for what we strive for. This country, America, despite all of its ills and so-called disappointments, we still are upon the legacy of America. So we're going to take our commercial breaks really quickly, and then when we come back, you won't hear my voice necessarily right after commercials. You will then hear the song by Ledisi entitled Today. So let's celebrate today, because I got a feeling that today is the day. Believe it and know it. Embrace it. Make it a part of who you are, and know that anything that hinders you from maximizing you, which is your best asset, your most second best resource beyond the divine, because the divine is our best and ultimate resource, but we are our best asset to our life, to the ones we love, to our community, and to our global family. So with that, we'll be right back after these words here on Moments of Conversation.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape, two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation.
We've all wanted to live a life that was giving us the freedom to be who we knew we were destined to be. We knew that there was always something else awaiting us. Well, now you don't have to just think it. You can be it. Come live exponentially. Saturday, April 6th, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as internationally known transformation expert and author Marian Afua will present her seminar, Living Exponentially on Purpose, at the Milwaukee River Hilton Hotel. Please call 414-604-6271 to register today. 414-604-6271. Register today to live exponentially.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. Thank you.
Moments of Conversation. Folks, thanks again so much for joining me here. Again, that was Letticy, and she was singing Today. I got a feeling that today is going to be my day. That's something that's our theme for today's show, is really just having a conversation about how we begin to have the gratitude, how do we begin to express the joy daily, just in knowing that today, because it's all about your intention, it's all about your mindset, it's all about you being able to transform the energy that was given to you and make it be beneficial to you first and foremost. That's why it was presented to you, because you have that ability, that power to transform that energy into exactly what you need in your life to impact first you, then those around you. Sometimes we are taught that we need to take care of everyone else's needs before we address our own, because otherwise we're seen as selfish. But now we're learning that we're incapable of taking care of anyone else if we have yet to take care of ourselves. How? You know my favorite saying, or recognizing the famous saying, before you put the mask on someone else, please secure it. Could securely affix it to your own self before you assist to help others. If that works in the airplane, when you are 45,000 feet in the air, then you know it has to work when you are right here in the presence, in the immediate presence of those around you. I know it doesn't seem like we have enough time in the day. I'm totally aware that you may feel that everything has to be done at this moment and during this time frame. But it's time for us, as we say for our theme song, it's time to breathe. It's time to reassess. It's time to take an assessment of what's really necessary and needed. How will I pour into them? I get people all the time trying to alter my program because they know what I do at the end of the last couple of minutes of the program. But I don't allow that to interfere with what I'm assigned to do. I'm assigned to do this program to share with other people some techniques, some suggestions, and model out some things that people are aware exist, but sometimes they just need to see it reflected, not make it be part of disorderly conduct, which most people will give you and tell you that if you are not adhering to every bit of who they expect you to be, then they won't be able to function. I'm telling you, that's erroneous. That's limiting. I shared recently on Facebook with someone, and I said to them, and I said, someone came to me and told me that someone was questioning whether or not there was a possibility for someone to change or have multiplicity of titles and be doing so many different things at one time. And I said, of course. We are a direct reflection of the divine creator. The divine creator has a multiplicity of talents and abilities that have been poured into each and every one of us. So when you limit an individual by saying that they are, by what they do, that's not who they are. I am an educator by professional trade. I am a college professor by professional trade. But that does not negate the fact that I'm considered a transformation expert. It doesn't negate the fact that I also host two radio shows. It doesn't negate the fact that I'm a vocalist, or that I'm a parent, or that I'm called a minister. It doesn't negate anything, because what I do is not who I am. Who I am is someone that is in service for the divine. I am in service to assist others how to use the power within to transform and transcend circumstances, situations, and events. How to take the motivation that is already there, reflect it back to them, and allow them to excel into their life. That's what it's about. It's not about what I do. It's about who I am. And so often we get confused in that. We negate the power of who we are for what we do. I know. Y'all saying to yourself, where does this come from? How does this work, Marion? How do we do this? We do it by letting go of everything that hinders you. It's about memories, because memories are there just to be memories. They shouldn't trap you, and they shouldn't hold you hostage. Just like I say about love, it shouldn't hold you hostage. If we are really going to function in a way that allows us to live life to the highest level, exponentially, then we need to get control of our life. Understand that sometimes our plan A, or what we thought was our plan A, to be successful, to be happy, to be loving, is not really our plan A. It's our plan A in our human consciousness, but it's not our divine plan A. Oftentimes when you see people switch their careers or switch their names, they're doing that because they have heard the resonation that comes from the inside that says, something has to change. And change is not a bad thing. Change is about discovering a new part of your greatness. Look at it in that way. Stop looking at it as if it is a process for you to deny yourself or say that something is wrong. That's not what it's about. Change is that push and that nudge that lets you know that it's time for you to move forward. It's time for you to let your light shine brighter. It's time for you to maximize you, the greatest asset that you have to offer people is you. Yes, because you were trusted to get that information. You were trusted to have that gift, that talent, and that ability. You were trusted that you would share it. So do it. Let go of the naysayers. When I was traveling, going out of the country and doing things and meeting with different people, people were questioning, why is she doing that? That doesn't make sense. How did she get to the, how did she get on CNN? How is she on MSN? How is she on this radio? Why is she in the picture with these people? That's because I was trusted that when I got in that position, I would remain true to who I was and not get caught up in that moment, situation, people. I have an assignment. You have an assignment. Let's work together to discover it. Because the fact that you're here listening right now tells me that there's a reason why we're having this connection. It is part of both of our exchanges to, of accepting of growth and that change that is waiting us. There's so much more. It sounds cliche, but there really is a life that is awaiting you. One that really does represent your happiness, one that really does represent your definition of success, your definition of love, your definition of peace, because that's what's inside of you already. That's why you're having conflict with other things, because you're not doing it the way you're supposed to do it. You're doing it because someone has externally has told you this is what you should do, so we're reacting. This is what love looks like. And we're going, not really. I know it doesn't feel like love to me, but I'm going to do it anyway because I need to be a part of this group. I need to be a part of this family unit. I need to be liked by people. So we accept so much, so much, and we keep bearing who we really are for what we really do. Wow. Yes, let's breathe on that. Who we are is not necessarily what we do. We'll manifest who we are because if you're naturally a healer, you are going to say things and do things, and you're going to allow healing to flow through you, and it's going to address people. If you are a creative person, then you will naturally find ways to be creative, whether it's creating a napkin, a napkin to be folded a certain way, whether it's drawing a nice little doodle somewhere on your markings, whether it's wearing these beautiful, vibrant colors and having a fabulous flair for fashion. It will manifest. It will manifest. And it will become very easy for you to do it. It won't require you to prepare yourself to do it because it is your passion, because it is you. It is something you have the ability to do, and it's not just one thing that we're equipped to do. No, you have a multiplicity of talents, abilities. You do. And I don't care if someone has told you, you're dumb. I'm going to say the words that I've heard. You're dumb. You're too fat. You're a woman. You're from this background. You're a man. Your daddy was this way. All of these things tell you limitations, and that's not our reality. I'll say it again. Limitations are not our reality. We function from a higher level of existence. We are reflected of something greater than this moment, than what we can see physically with our eyes. That's why I said the power is within you. I call a divine creator of all that ever was, is, and shall be. Spirit, that's what I say. You may have another name, but I want you to receive that and know that there's power in that. Because when you gain power, that means you are identifying the perspective, you are owning it, you have worth, right? And you have an expected result. That's what power is. people who believe they have power know that. It's about their perspective, and they're going to own that. And they're going to find worth in that. And they expect the result to be beneficial to them. I know, power is a dirty word. I apologize. But what good is a life if you have no power? What good is a belief if you have no power? What good is a knowing or knowledge if you have no power? I know. We can breathe here as well. Live today. I got a feeling that today things are going my way. I got a feeling that today is the day. That is the way we have to begin to function. Whatever comes my way, I have the ability to transform it. I played the beginning of the show, beginning of this month's shows, I played I'm a Woman by Coco Taylor. And one of the lines talks about, she says, I can go behind the sun and push back the lightning. I can shake the hand with the devil and make him crawl on his belly. I'm able to be the cool breeze that kiss you on your neck because I'm a woman. Those type of words, that power, that vision that you saw as I spoke those words, and the energy that I feel when I hear that song, tells us all, men and women, just how powerful we are if we truly accept it, if we really allow it to exist. All right? So now here's, you know, me getting a little serious with y'all, right? There's a saying that says if was a fifth, we would all be drunk. That means we're putting too many ifs in things. So now we got to start saying, I am accepting that today is my day. I am accepting that I have the power to change my situation, circumstances, and events because I see the right perspective. I own it. I am worthy of this assignment, and I expect the result that benefits me. Oh, yeah. Y'all getting all this for free? And I love it. But invest in you today. Invest in you and your life today. Take 5 minutes just for you today. Ask yourself, what is it that I'm passionate about? What is it that I would like to do that I have not been able to do uninterrupted? And set a plan in action, a plan of action that allows you to do it. Yeah. Even if you can't implement the plan today, you have tomorrow and the day after that. So every day do a little bit of something. Don't get caught up on time. Whew, you're listening to Moments of Conversation. I am Marian Afua. Thank you all for joining me here. A special hello to those that join me via the archives. That number is steadily growing. Praise be. I want to thank all of you also for the opportunity to be here with me because that's what makes me have this program. If you want to talk to me, if you have a question, a comment, or you want to add to the program in the conversation. Remember, it's moments of conversation, not just me talking, but a conversation. Call in at 646-378-1135. 646-378-1135 is a number. You can also go back to my show page and click on the blue S, and that will get you in via Skype. Welcome to all of you. I see you have a lot of guests there. If you go back, it's a free account. No one's going to email you. You will occasionally, if you follow my show, you'll get an email or a message to let you know that I'm on air. However, if you are listening as a guest, you can always become a part of Blog Talk, and that way you can chat in the chat room, and you know you can also be able to message me a little sooner. We can have a conversation in the chat room. But I want to remind everybody that I am going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, my hometown that rocked last night as we gave healing and gratitude toward the staff and employees of 1290 WMCS, formerly 1290 WMCS, a black-owned radio station that was sold. It was kind of, you know, the community was in shock because there was no talk of it being sold. There was no talk of it, you know, being in financial hardship. And so, you know, 25 people lost their job. It seems minimal, but it is a major impact because that's 25 families. And then you take the families that are dependent upon those 25 families and the community in which those 25 families exist and the voices and the people who were listening to that station. See, we're all interconnected. But it's just not happening in my hometown. It's happening throughout the nation. The small independent businesses of every type are being bought out by large conglomerates. Oh, yeah, it's already happened in television. You know that. So now we're going to just, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to our Milwaukee hometown people. But I'll be in Milwaukee April 6th at the Hilton Milwaukee River. I'm being brought in. They want me to do my Living Exponentially seminar, and it is a three-hour workshop, interactive. Most people tell me, I didn't even know it was 3 hours. It's time to stop. But it is. But it's going to be a great opportunity for you to get a chance to dig deeper into who you are, identify your what I call your tape, which is your tape is your talents, abilities, your passions, and how you monetize it to earn. Whether that earning is just that you earn whatever it is you want, whatever you think that is going to be, money, success, peace, whatever. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how do we exemplify ourselves in ways. A lot of good stuff in there. So I don't want to give you all the good stuff, but you can go to my website, afoolspeaks.com. You can also go to call the Milwaukee office at 414-604-6271. Again, we are here Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Central. That's 11:30 a.m. on the Eastern Standard Time. And you can join us here. We're always here on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. Thursday, we are going to be joined by Andre Sweeney. He is from Match Incorporated. It talks about keeping families united. And we're going to keep talking about that because it's always about love. It's always about improving ourselves and maximizing ourselves. And remember, improvement doesn't mean there's something wrong. Improvement means we're just maximizing what we already have because it's valuable. And if it isn't working to the maximum benefit for us, we're going to improve it, right? We now have these, I forget what they're called, these fancy TVs now. If you have HD TVs, thank you, HD TVs now. We didn't have those 10 years ago, 20 years ago, so just keep that in mind. I'm not sure if they're better. I don't watch enough TV to tell you, but it looks like they're better. They have better, a little better picture quality. But again, thank you all for joining me here. We have been talking about that today is the day. And that was our first half of the program. And we were talking about that today is the day that things will go our way. It's about setting your intentions, being able to know that you hold the power to transform the energies and the forces that come your way to make them maximize you for your life, to enhance your life, to make you the better person, even greater than what you ever expected yourself to be, because that's real important. I realize that myself, that sometimes we have this idea and we shortchange ourselves. Even Marion Afua has to remind herself that it's okay for us to be who we are. It's okay to have a little bit of moments when we go, whew, I have to go back and revisit that and figure out, can I do it? But I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words.
Author Marion Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfourSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afour for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afour, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afour. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afour at 480-269-1038. 480-269-1038. Or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afour, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
All right, and we are back here on Moments of Conversation. I am your host, Marian Afour. Thank you so much for joining me on today. We have been talking about the power that we have to make today be our day. That was our first conversation for our first half hour. I want to talk about being an authentic self in the second half. And again, you can get in on the conversation at 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135. I got a couple of messages. Yes, if you get on the phone lines and we have the last 10 minutes, I still will take I'm still going to do the readings and all that good stuff that you would like me to do. So if you want to have a conversation with me, it doesn't have to be what we're talking about, but if you want to make a comment, ask a question, give some support in an area that you're dealing with right now in your life, 646-378-1135. Thanks so much. I know people are texting and emailing me, so that's how I get those messages. Thank you so much for joining us here on Moments of Conversation. But the authentic self is what exists when you remove all the layers that we talked about the first half an hour. All those layers that are created out of reacting to the ideal of our jobs, the memorized scripts, the unwanted roles, the titles, and the accepted duties. Our authentic self is often filled with our values, our beliefs, our knowings, our ideals, our gifts, and vision. It allows us to accept and implement our vision and move into our destiny and activate our purpose outside of all these duties and things that people are trying to give us. You know, all these social stations and constraints and telling us what we can and cannot do. And even where we live, that all impacts how much we allow our authentic self to be in existence. Yeah, the authentic self needs to be free from the influences of our ego as well. Our ego wants control and wants to dictate and keep us in its comfort zone. And it's for a good reason. It's for a good reason. Why? Because the ego is not tapping into our internal wisdom and understanding, nor is it aware of our intricate details of the plan. The ego is just simply trying to make sure that we are doing and having what we need to do and that we're functioning out of a place that says that we have a solution. See, the ego is there to give us solutions, right? The ego, they say, you cannot walk. Sure, I'm going to show you I can walk. That's what the ego is there for. But it is a reactionary, and it's automatic. The ego is not the best counsel at the time when you're trying to identify and allow your authentic self to come through, except for the fact you're going to say, I'm going to show them my authentic self. During this time, you don't need any distractions or procrastinations. Your authentic existence is real, it's true, and genuine. It's the actual level of acceptance of your I am-ness. Y'all know I talk about that. The thing that accentuates your uniqueness, who you are, designed to be, activating your purpose and walking in your destiny while implementing and manifesting a true reality. See, your experiences and activities are not who we are. I've said that. I'm going to keep saying that because I keep hearing the need to say that. Our experiences that we've had in our lives before today and our activities are not who we are. Our authentic self is developed through the reflection of our perceptions. Remember that? There's that word again. And the validation of our contributions and abilities to create and manifest. You are not reliant on the acceptance of others of your authentic self. See, that's another thing we got. That's the difference in being authentic. You don't need anyone outside of you to affirm who you are. You just need to affirm it for yourself and know that it is you. If you like wearing purple and orange and green at one time, then wear it. If you like wearing your hair a certain style or a certain way, then do it. If you like to eat certain foods and travel in certain places, then do it. Because no one has to affirm that. Because if that is benefiting you, if that is allowing you to be in your full liberation, to be in your full existence, to live the way that you know it can be lived, to be able to transform energy and transcend the memories, the tapes, the scripts, so that you can live beneficially to yourself first to be able to assist others, then you need not get their approval. You're not hurting anyone. And if you are, then you need to make an adjustment. And I'm not talking about them saying, oh, you hurt my feelings because you won't come over here and do what I want you to do. That's not what I'm talking about. If you are denying someone else the same liberality that you have, then that's a problem. If you're physically hurting them, then that's a problem. You are to embrace your authentic self. Listen to your plans and creating and manifesting. It's not something spooky. It's true. You should be busy. You should be busy doing things that enhance the quality of your life and allow it to last for a long period of time. That's called longevity. And you're able to leave a legacy. Exactly. Based on the acceptance of your connection with the divine creator, the I am, your authentic self will be able to take you places you never even imagined existed. Because when you know who you are, you know what needs to be done. Stop maintaining the vision and destiny and purpose for other people and begin to audit your thoughts, your attitudes, those scripts and those actions, and use the time to develop and activate and display your authenticity, your vision, your destiny, your purpose, your service. I didn't say be a servant because we have missed, we'll talk about that word another day. Be in service because that way you are able to serve other people, but not feel to the point where you are denigrating yourself or removing yourself from your highest level of existence. We're interconnected. There is no hierarchy in understanding true divine presence of one another. Yes. Yes. We all have different levels and skill levels and knowledge, but that doesn't make us in a hierarchy. It doesn't place us. That's what society tells us. Oh, I'm greater than you because I have this. I'm greater than you because I experience. No. We're all great. We're all uniquely honorable. That's what it's about. I have people on the phone lines. Again, if you want to talk to me, you just push 1 if you want to make a comment, or if you would like to ask a question of me to get some support in your area of your life, whether it's business or personal life, I will take your calls. But otherwise, I want to keep going. So that's just how I do it. So I see a lot more people have come on the phone lines. Welcome to you. And welcome again to all of you listening as guests in the chat room and all of you listening via the internet. Thank you so much. And I do see my Facebook people. Hi, thank you. And I want to make sure that everyone is aware that this is what we're talking about, being authentic, understanding how you need to live your life for maximizing you, taking care of you so that you can share you. Have you ever tried like a name brand product? I'm trying to think of one. A name brand product, right? And then you go and you try the store brand product. And sometimes it works out, but there are times when it doesn't work out. Sometimes we're presenting ourselves as that doesn't work out store brand product that doesn't even compare. Think of authentic self as being that brand product, because you have to get to know who you are so that you can be and contribute what is needed at this time in our lives. I need you. I'm waiting on you. Just like people say, oh, I couldn't wait to hear your program. No, I needed you as well. I can sense your energies. I can feel your presence. I can hear, and I'm giving messages based on what I'm saying. So I thank you all again for tuning in. Reminder, I need to really tell you that the Exponential Living Exponentially Tour will begin in Milwaukee April 6th. And I'm going to pull it up because I always blow it when I try to do it by memory. Yeah. But the Living Exponentially tour will be beginning April 6th in my hometown of Milwaukee. Actually, this weekend in Milwaukee, I'll be participating in the Sister Circle. And that will be on the 16th from 9 to 2 at the Aurora Family Services. I'll be there along with Carmen Ray and a shamanic healer named Jojopa Nersoma. So April 6th, the Living Exponentially seminars begin. On April 6th in Milwaukee, April 18th in Detroit, Michigan, April 28th in Chicago, May 11th in Baltimore, Maryland, May 16th in Louisville, Kentucky, and then May 25th, I'm returning back to Phoenix. So all of you who are listening, again, you can go to my website at afoolspeaks.com, and you can pick it up, or you can go find me on Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, and you'll be able to find more information about the Living Exponentially Tour. But again, it is about you identifying the greatest parts of you and maximizing them so that you can have what you need. And that goes for entrepreneurs, that goes for moms, that goes for dads, that goes for managers, that goes for anyone that is anyone who wants to explore that with me on there. So again, thank you all for joining me here. I'm going to take another musical break, and then it's going to be very brief, and we're going to come right back after that and take your call. We are back, and welcome again. I'm getting all these messages. People are going, I don't want to get on the air. I'm at work. Okay, so I'm going to answer a question very briefly now that we're back. And the question simply is asking, I understand, it says, I understand what you said, Marian. However, I am in a marriage and my husband does not believe this way. Okay, well, that means you guys got to have a conversation. I'm not going to tell you. I mean, I need more information. Honestly, I need more information. But I really would just say this to you. I think that sometimes when we find our mates, we set up boundaries that say we can't share and express because we don't want to overstep the expectations we have for roles. But at the same time, we may need to revisit whether or not those roles that we have agreed to don't need to be revisited. So you have a conversation, and you respect his right to say, that's not what I believe, that's not what I feel would be the best option of thinking or functioning out of. And then you, again, you have the ability, you have that power, you have that internal wealth of information to alter situation states and events. That doesn't mean be sneaky, that doesn't mean disregard his existence, that doesn't mean negate who you are. It just simply means you have to become that visionary, that creative person in this relationship and share who you are and allow him to share who he is, and then you find the balance, the medium in that. Because this is not the way we are raised. This is not the way that people teach us in school, and nor that they teach us this in our religious institutions. They're not teaching us to think this way. They're teaching us a little bit differently. The premise is there, but it's not expounded upon. So this sounds new to a lot of people, but I tell people this is nothing new. It's really the same thing, but it's just being revisited and being refocused. So at this time, we just need to take some time out. You breathe. You do a personal assessment of how you can include your husband in your journey, your mate, the one that you have decided has value and is needed in your life. Take the time to balance it out. Be honorable to yourself and him by listening and doing a personal assessment. And I always say when you do a personal assessment, it's not judgment or criticizing. It's figuring out what can you share with him in a way that he'll be able to understand and be more open to receive. Because if you're throwing things down his throat, it's not going to happen. So I hope that has helped you. I won't take too much more time on that. I hope that has assisted you. Caller, you're asking me about another relationship. You asked me another relationship, Tony. I need you to really call in. That would help me better. But right now, initially what I get is that there is none. What I'm picking up is that there is none. All right. Thank you so much again, Tony, for being a faithful listener. All right, we are here on Moments of Conversation. I'm going through a few little messages that I've been getting on the program. Again, you can reach me at 480-269-1038, set up a time. I do offer a free 30-minute session with first-time people as a way for you to get a chance to hear how I am, and I can talk with you, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your personal life. You can call me at 480-269-1038, and we can set up a time for us to have a conversation and talk about some options that will help you in best preparing for your journey to begin to manifest, to begin to create, to begin to live the destiny and purpose that is awaiting you. So thanks again for joining me here on Moments of Conversation. We'll be back here on Thursday morning. My days are confused. Thursday morning with Andre Sweeney from Match Incorporated. He will be talking about families, the unity of families. So I'm going to encourage you all to please come back and join me. Thanks again for sharing your time with me today here on Moments of Conversation. Tell a friend, bring a friend. And remember that when things begin to crowd you, overwhelm you, make you feel as you just can't do anymore, stop, take in a deep breath, scream out nice and loud, that is not my reality. Begin to look at all the opportunities and possibilities that are surrounding you and begin to implement them, knowing that you are the one that you are waiting for. Until next time, continued peace and blessings. Just breathe.
Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marion Ifua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marion Ifua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com, EfuaSpeaks.com. Marion Ifua, change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. We've all wanted to live a life that was giving us the freedom to be who we knew we were destined to be. We knew that there was always something else awaiting us. Well, now you don't have to just think it. You can be it. Come live exponentially. Saturday, April 6th, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as internationally known transformation expert and author Marion Ifua will present her seminar, Living Exponentially on Purpose, at the Milwaukee River Hilton Hotel. Please call 414-604-6271 to register today. 414-604-6271. Register today to live exponentially.